Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over, 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sported Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Just wanted to make sure I got the number right there, Doral Kia. Mm-hmm. You know? That's how you got to get it.
There's
right.
Just so many options.
You just want to make sure. You want to make sure the great deals are at Doral Kia. We talked about Rory a lot last hour. He completes the career grand slam, beats Justin Rose in a playoff to win the Masters. He got his green jacket. And hi.
Yeah.
UFC.
He might end up being the all-time winningest European golfer when it's all said and done. The most of European majors is 7. So he's not that far off.
Would you say that now having this thing off his back of 10 years between majors, do you feel like he can now go on a majors run?
I think he'll be more comfortable playing in them. Not that he's been terrible in them, but I think once you get over a certain hump, then you're comfortable in your own skin and you can just go out and play.
Yeah, even he was admitting that to the media afterwards. He's right. Like, yeah, it just feels like a burden is off.
And the crazy thing about it is that I used to always tell people when I played, you think we don't want to win? You think we came out here and did all this planning and off-season workout to say, yeah, I want to go out here and get my ass kicked every week? Like, no. It starts, whatever profession you end up in, it starts with a level of competition, a level of, you know, just wanting to beat anybody at anything. That's the starting point. The skill set is not even there yet. But you start off with a level of competition in your mind that this is what I want to compete. And so these guys, and the thing is that of all the major sports or activity, or whatever you want to call it, and this is from tennis to golf to football, baseball, basketball, hockey, right? The percentages of winning are the smallest in golf. So that I think Tiger only won 20-something percent of his tournaments. So think about that. And it bothers me that we sit here and say, oh, this guy can't get it done. The crazy thing about golf is you could play the best golf that you were going to play that day and still not win. Because somebody else could have went and shot, you know, a crazy number.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it that much more difficult. But the fact that people who are around golf are questioning Rory for all these years about can't get over the hump. You can't just say, you know what? I'm going to win this one. Because the most is 18 by Jack Nicklaus. He's played in over 100 majors.
So you're calling him a compiler?
No, I'm not calling him a compiler. I'm just saying that what they do is extremely hard, and the percentages aren't good to be putting on them, to be putting a mantra on him that he can't get it done in the big, on the big stage.
So here's the other headline, which, look, I'm going to run with it because I don't know what to do. Like, what am I supposed to ignore it? Now, this is the way I go with rumors, okay?
Well, first of all, can we get a person first?
Can I tell you who the person is who's starting the rumor?
No, the person who the rumor's about.
I don't know who the rumor's about. That's kind of the mystery of all of it.
So it's one of these that we're not kicking tires on.
So this is a Twitter famous account that scoops some news every once in a while. I've seen it, but I'm not like, I don't really know the resume, but everybody got crazy about this weekend with Dolphins fans. And this person goes by the name Slick Rick.
Wait.
Hold on.
You can't even say it with a straight face, you bum.
Hold on.
His head on his...
I'm following somebody on Twitter, Slick Rick, that I got the scoop from.
Well, actually, that's his at Slick Rick Scoops.
Oh, okay. All right.
Rick the Ruler.
Do I trust this guy?
Well,
is he telling the children's
story?
Telling
the children's story.
I don't.
Hey, Uncle Ricky.
Slick Rick Scoops.
Yeah. Here we go.
Slick Rick Scoops. He tweeted out, I think this was on Friday.
Oh, once upon a time, not long ago.
That's a point. Break you, kid. We going to make some cash. Robbing old folks and making a dash.
Okay. You guys are making fun of Slick Rick, and he's got scoops. Doesn't seem possible.
Wait. No. We're not making fun of Slick Rick Scoops. We're making fun of you for following Slick Rick Scoops.
I don't follow Slick Rick Scoops. I just
can't even say it.
Slick Rick Scoops. I don't follow him, but this crossed my timeline. Everybody on Dolphins Twitter was going crazy about it, and his tweet has over 1.5 million views.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right.
All right.
Slick Rick Scoops tweeted out on Friday, breaking. Big trade for the Dolphins. Dolphins are trading away an all-pro player. Dolphin emoji, hashtag, go Fins. This sent everybody into a tizzy.
Why?
Because Slick Rick has scooped things. Now, I don't know what his exact resume, but he's scooped things.
Apparently.
If you get 1.5 million views, people are interested in your tweets there, Frog Boy.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Yeah, I can't relate.
But if you're going to go with an all-pro player, not pro bowler,
yeah,
all-pro.
Okay, then there
we go. All-pro.
It could either be, I heard something similar. Can I give you the player's name?
Yeah.
It's not Tyreek.
Nope.
It's Jalen Ramsey.
That's what the Twitter streets were saying.
Yeah.
The Twitter streets now are saying.
And guess what I did? Kept scrolling.
Why?
Because I'm not you. And I don't read into everything.
Because okay. So just because Slick Rick Scoops, who by the way has a his
I didn't know who it was, but I heard it too.
His emoji. This is his avatar, which is a dog with sunglasses and an NFL hat on, which makes me trust him.
Nose things.
Like, I'm looking at him like, wow, that dog stays still, huh? My dog would eat the glasses, take the hat, and make a run for it.
I'm just saying, like. Well, okay, so you just said you don't think there's any shot in hell they trade Jalen Ramsey?
I didn't. See, here's the difference between me and you, right?
I can't believe this.
I saw it, too, and I heard it, and I was like, "Meh, I'll wait till I see or hear more, right? Because, like, people could say anything on Twitter, and the only one of us three that seems to fall for it is you when it comes to sports. And
I didn't fall
Frog
for
Boy
it.
When it comes to anything Drake.
Hold on. Well, that's true. You are a sucker for Drake.
Still not over.
First of all, I didn't fall for it. I'm just saying people are buzzing about this. Obviously.
Yo, Albert, dude.
Slick Rick Scoops, yep, dude.
You came in here like you had the golden goal. You came in here like you had a ticket. I got some news for you people.
I don't have news. I'm just telling you this is out there.
Here's what he does. Let me tell you what this slickster does.
What?
Frog boy.
Slickster.
Right. Slickster. He throws some news out there, right?
Yeah.
And then he says, listen, I'm just saying.
It's just out there.
But but the way you threw it out there makes all of our listeners think it has some weight because you want it to be super secret about every person involved, except for Slick Rick Scoops.
Which, by the way, Leroy, I went to Slick Rick Scoops' Twitter to see the credibility, and I saw, he made some tweets predicting the acquisition of Justin Fields by the Jets. But then I saw one picture that he had pinned to his profile that I was like, I can't trust this guy anymore. And this was a picture, and it's of Mike Tomlin.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers in
doing ayahuasca.
A deep meditation state. And I was like, this is pinned to his profile. I can't trust this guy anymore.
I don't know anything about Slick Rick Scoops. I'm just telling you, if you have a tweet that gets 1.5 million views just out of nowhere, like, obviously people care about what he tweets about.
So if I put right now, I'm going to Twitter.
Yep.
And I'm going to put Tyreek Hill gets traded before the draft. Just because I can.
Ooh.
How many followers you think it'll get?
How many retweets?
Yeah.
Do you put sources in front of it?
Yeah, you got to put sources.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of retweets.
I don't like
it. It would make you a liar.
The word sources.
Wait! I said sources!
Do you have sources?
Yeah!
Really?
Slick Rick Scoops.
Get out of here, dude. Well, I feel like, that's what makes Slick Rick Scoops a genius.
Wait, what's more ridiculous? You wanting them people to build another hole just in the middle of the golf course for playoffs?
I think you like that idea.
No, I don't.
I think you sneakily like that
There's
idea.
No room for that.
No, I don't. Forget that. If I'm the golf genie and I can make it happen, you're telling me as a golf fan, you wouldn't love the idea of the playoff hole?
Yeah.
I think you would. I think you would.
Nope. Nope.
You just don't want to give me credence or credit.
You sound ridiculous. Mm.
Slick Rick Scoops did a great thing here where he was like, he just put mystery all-pro player. We all would assume Tyreek Hill because of all the fodder around him.
No.
Ramsey, though. Would that make sense? Leroy? I'm not even going to ask you. Leroy, would that make sense?
If you got a first.
You think he commands a first?
Here's what you have to have, though. And this is all in all honesty. And here's why I question the move. I've seen what happened when they make too many assumptions on this team. Okay? The fact they let Van Ginkle go and didn't even have a damn pass rusher until Chop started turning it around. I don't know what the plan is if they do that. And so therefore I can't trust it. And that's just, they may have a plan, but you didn't have a plan in the last situation. It worked out, but you did not have a plan. Because the plan would have been to keep Van Ginkel. And you should be able to foresee, hey, these guys may not be able to return, or may not, it may take some time to get back to the flow of things. We better keep a damn pass rusher. So the fact that either one or two things are happening here, if that is the case, and that's what they're going to do, I don't necessarily trust their plan, because I saw their plan work, how it worked in the last situation. And you're giving away guys that, if you trade him, now you've created another hole on a team that has a lot of holes to fill. So how do you go about that?
They do, but like, let's just say the Dolphins are going into this year, because there's a lot of there has been a lot of buzz about the Dolphins drafting a cornerback in this first round. So if the Dolphins are going to go with a first round corner, and they're going to get ahead of it, let's say the Dolphins get two second round picks for Jalen Ramsey, you know, and they're going into this thing, they're going to take the corner they like the best, they put on the other side, I don't know, Duck. Or they're going to give Cam Smith an actual run. They're going to go younger. He wants to be on a contender, like some are saying. And you then get a little bit of an arsenal in the second round to go guard happy. Maybe that's the direction they go in. Because
that all sounds great. But again, I've seen this situation play out a year ago, and the solutions weren't good.
Yeah, but the solutions were also... We're betting on somebody beating science. You really don't have to have somebody beat science here.
It is not their job to hope and pray. It's their job for solutions, that you have to go into a situation not making assumptions, but having solutions. Okay? And the solution to all that was keep Van Ginkel. Right? That was the solution. And they decided to move on to the point where...
Yeah, they underrated Van Ginkel.
They didn't have a lot of sacks, did they? No, I don't think so.
No, they did not.
And so from that standpoint, you're going to take another situation and do it again, and you hopes that based on what you've seen so far, they're going to be able to replace that player with somebody else?
But
because guess what? What happens if that first rounder turns out like Noah Igbinoghi?
Maybe, you're right. But you have said, like you've said, that a good pass rush, and the Dolphins are going to have theoretically more reinforcements there this year, because Chubb's going to be all the way back. And you assume that Jalen Ramsey is, I mean, Jalen Phillips is as well. Too many Jalens. So maybe that just feels like you have.
I think they're going to go extra slow with Jalen Phillips.
Probably. But like, you're going to have more reinforcements there than you did last year. And so maybe that feels like they got a little bit more leeway on the outside with Ramsey, who also is getting older.
I could see that. Like, again, I can see all these scenarios playing out. But all I have is history on my side. All I have is what they did and how they planned for the last situation when this presented itself. And so I'm going to use that and say they didn't handle that situation very well. They made a ton of assumptions that didn't pan out.
Because, like, if let's just say Slick Rick is telling the truth. Sounds ridiculous.
So funny.
But there's only... First of all, there's only two all pros on the team, right? It's only Ramsey and Tyreek.
Yeah.
And then there's
excuse me, Dougie Fresh.
And then, I mean, if he was being cute and doing Pro Bowlers, that's like that
Ingold?
Adds Jonnu Smith. Yeah, you can't tweet about that for Ingold. That's not allowed. I'm blocking Slick Rick if it's Ingold.
Okay.
But Jonnu Smith isn't worth an alarm. Respectfully. He's not worth an alarm tweet for like making Dolphin fans go crazy.
No, but you actually need him.
Of course you do.
He's the tight end you've been looking for since you got here.
But the three people you would trade on this team that would make people go whoa are Tyreek, Jalen Ramsey, Tua Tagovailoa. Those are the three guys. There's nobody else.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, maybe Zach Sealer, but I don't feel like Zach Sealer's like,
my God,
got the name. He's my favorite player, but I don't think like he's got the national name.
That'd
value.
Be betrayal, but it wouldn't be like national.
Yeah, value. I mean, Chris Greer would be dead to me.
The reason why you can't trade him in Zach Seeler is simply because what you're paying him, you're winning.
Yeah.
And you can't get rid of, you can't lose the win.
Dade South adds Waddle to the list. Yeah, Waddle I think would be a bit of a stunner too if they traded Jalen Waddle, but those are
if they traded Jalen Waddle, you think Tyreek acting a fool then? Think of how you gonna act like a fool if there's nobody else.
Oof.
Right.
Well, thank you,
Nothing like giving the guy that you have questions about leverage.
True. Well, thank you, Slick Rick. Appreciate you getting us on notice here.
No, he only got you. Don't put us in it.
No, I appreciate him.
I saw the information, and I just went right.
With that being said, if a trade happens,
will you apologize to Slick Rick if he gets it right?
Right?
I mean, it's kind of hard to apologize to somebody named Slick Rick, right? Dear Slick Rick. Sorry, I question your football knowledge of the situation regarding Jalen Ramsey.
It's just
However, I would have felt more inclined to believe you if your avatar wasn't a dog with glasses and a hat.
That's all very fair. Back after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-833-33. Oh, my God. Yes.
NBA NFL insider.
And according to his bio.
Never mind. That's not polite.
You got a four on his AP bio.
No, you're quite right.
He got a what?
A 4 on his AP bio test. So that's like a college credit, according to his, that's what he put in his bio. He's like, NFL insider, I got sources, and one time I got a 4 on my AP bio test.
Dude, I love Twitter rumors. I love it. I mean, mostly I do this with NBA, obviously. Like, I followed Damian Lillard's, like, cousin. Like, I love this stuff.
We know. You don't have, that's like me liking snacks.
Dude,
I don't have to tell people I like snacks.
I will never forgive Elon Musk for taking away public likes from Twitter. Like, that was the best. When you, because
you can go and see who liked it.
Who liked it, and I think people miss it too. Because, like, it was always just a great thing where we're like, Bradley Beal liked what? Zion liked what? Really? Or even like Tyler Hero being petty about stuff. Oh, you're like, I miss that so much. This damn Elon Musk. You want to talk about just running an app into the ground. Way to do that, Elon.
I got to tell you. You don't care much about privacy when it ain't you.
But here's the thing. If you know it's not private, who cares? Like, you should know that things are all out there for the open. The thing about likes on Twitter was, we all accepted that likes were public, that they could be looked upon by anyone. That's why it was such a great thing for fodder.
The problem is,
you wanted it out there.
I'll be scrolling through Twitter or whatever, and I'll say, oh, that was funny. Boop, like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need nobody reading into it more than it is.
No,
I just think, hey, there's certain things on Twitter that are funny that I may like.
You bookmark it.
I don't know anybody involved in it, but somebody like you would look at that like and they go, oh.
As I should.
I just thought it was funny.
I don't know. I mean, that's always.
Everybody, see, when you come from the place that you come from, and that is, everything has an ulterior motive. Everything is, everything is cryptic. Everything is that. You can't possibly just enjoy something or find something humorous, right? Without somebody thinking what you think.
I just think it's like flirting, you know? Like, it's just a cute thing.
Not really.
It is. Like,
I'm telling you, I scroll through like Instagram and Twitter, and I just look at things that I like and I laugh and stuff like that. That's it.
Not for nothing.
And I don't know the people. I don't know who's involved. You know, I might see somebody might send a photo of somebody getting dunked on. I'm like, woo, what a dunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That don't mean I'm clowning the guy that got dunked on.
Of course it does.
No, it doesn't.
All right, dude.
You know what, though? At the very least, it gives you an insight to your soul.
Here, let me ask you a question. Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here's the difference between me and you, right? Rory won the Masters yesterday.
Yep.
Did Justin Rose blow it or Rory win it?
No, Justin Rose didn't blow it.
Okay. If Justin Rose would have won, then Rory,
you blown it, dude.
See,
blown it.
That's because
I kind of feel the way
when you have one guy who shot 4 shots better than the best round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he put himself into it.
Yesterday was a weird one where Rory blew it, but also won it.
Yes.
That's the way
golf is long.
That's the way I look at it.
So most Rory were able
to. But the thing is, no, like, Schmeathen puts it well. Likes on Twitter was like being an exhibitionist. We could all see it and you knew it. That's why. It was a code. So while you're like, why are you looking at my likes? You know what your likes are. Your likes are out there. And you wanted them out there. Now it's like, it's not cool. It's like, now you got it. The only way you can catch somebody is if somebody likes your stuff and you can screenshot it. Then I feel like a rat. This is like, oh.
Yo, wait a minute. Wait. So you feel like a rat if you expose somebody that liked what you did.
Mm-hmm.
But you snooping around to see what everybody else likes is not.
It's out there. Yeah, because it's out there. So, like, let me explain. If, let's say. Hear me out. Hear me out. I'll explain to you. Let's say old Tobes tweeted something out like, man, Spo really stifled Tyler Hero's season. Didn't have him in the right role. It's amazing he was still an all-star. And Tyler Hero liked that. In the olden days, if he liked it, he wanted it out there. But in today's day and age, we know Tyler's very busy with the likes. If he liked my tweet, but I'm the only one who has access to it, and then I have to go, screenshot, gotcha, that's weasel behavior.
That sounds, but either, wait, if you see a post and you start scrolling through the likes, that seems like the same behavior.
No, because it's out. You know it's out there. You got to accept it.
Wow. Seems like you're making, you know, a lot of excuses for being able to snoop around and do whatever you want.
Just miss it for fodder, man.
I just think Leroy's so innocent with it. We know what Leroy's like.
I don't know. We're going into fodder season. This is the greatest time of year.
And you know what's making it worse?
Fodder season?
No. You know what makes it worse? When your team is not playing. Because that's all you have.
True.
Well, we're playing. We got the Bulls on Wednesday, baby. We're ready.
All right.
Believe you,
Hey, wait a minute.
We ready.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Tobin.
We ready.
Look at me. Look at me.
What?
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
Vucevic.
You know your team.
Did you know that the Wizards also had a Vucevic who also kicked our ass yesterday?
Really?
They have a Vucevic. Wow. 28 points.
Jeez.
Josh Giddey.
What is up with just the intangibles tearing up the Heat lately?
No idea, dude. Well, we'll get into it to more NBA, but we got to gather around the locker room. Leroy's game balls and game bums are next.
Bum.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Leroy is here to hand out two things, game balls and game bums. What do you got for us, Coach?
Well, you know who I'm going with for my game ball. Going to go from Rory becoming the sixth man in the history of golf to win a career Grand Slam. It took a while, but he did. There's a lot of people that was on three. Much as we, you know, talk about this and say why he hasn't done it, Arnold Palmer doesn't have the career Grand Slam. So it is a very hard thing to do.
Career Grand Slam or having a delicious beverage named after you?
Ooh.
I mean, what?
The beverage lasts forever.
That's true. Nobody would ever want to drink the Rory.
Ugh.
Probably has milk in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Rory vibe.
So he has to get, I mean, especially the way that thing played out. After the first two holes, there is nobody who thought Rory had a chance. Because I even thought, uh-oh, here we go again.
You texted us. You said Rory yep. doing Rory things.
Right. And I only sent that out because I thought you were typing. So
I was still getting over losing to Bub Carrington.
So be able to be able to come back from all those things and win is cool. Damn Heat.
Not the bit.
I mean, game bum. Okay, my game bum. I don't know whether it's a great shot or a bad shot that a guy makes a left-handed layup that looked like it went off the shot clock.
You got the call from Jax yesterday? Can I hear that?
He just launched it.
I couldn't believe it. And yet, I could believe it. It was almost like
Season ending this way was because we experienced it.
It was chef's kiss. It was like, that's the perfect way for the season to end. Is like, legitimately, you are up four and somehow lose a game. You give up a three. And then inbounds to a backcourt violation. And I'm just like,
whew. And at that point, I'm like, they're going to lose this game.
Mario says my game bum is Terry Rozier. Dude, he was so bad yesterday. Like,
really?
He was so bad yesterday, Leroy. He actually, like, kind of quit at a certain point. Like, he threw stuff off the backboard. He's fallen all over the place. And at one point, he's just like, even he was like, I'm done shooting. I think he was even exhausted with himself. He was so bad. The only bucket that he made was like a fast break layup where nobody was around him. And even that one I had questions about. I think he finished like, dude, he was like 1 of 9. He was terrible yesterday. I've seen enough.
It was weird because I look at the Heat and I look at other teams. And there's very few teams that I would expect to make more three-pointers than them. And they had like six more free throws than us.
Three-pointers.
Six more?
Yeah.
Which is unheard of, because that normally doesn't happen to the Heat unless you're playing somebody who's they volume shoot the three.
It was good. You got the final call from yesterday? This was Jason Jackson on the Miami Heat audio experience.
Four to go. Washington ball. The inbound with the Heat up one. Finally in. Harrington has it. The drive. Puts it up. At the end, it goes in. How about that? And the Washington bench clears. Pure joy on the Heat hardwood.
Yeah, they dogpiled him on the right under the Heat's rim. And everybody from the Heat just like walk off. See Chris Quinn just like waving to the coaches over there. All right, guys, see ya. Because there really was no stakes to the game. Honestly, the only benefit to it would have been loss and I think the Suns, the Suns lost yesterday. If the Suns won, the Heat would have moved up to a 10th slot in the lottery. That was like the only ramifications of yesterday's game.
Yes, indeed. They did lose behind yet another double-double from Sabonis and the Kings.
Yeah, good for them.
Toppled the Suns. So that means we're 10th now?
No, we're 11th.
Damn it.
If the Suns would have won that game, I think the Heat would have moved up to 10th. Which then has to go to the lottery, and then we can determine whether or not the Miami Heat are going to have their pick.
They're not even in the lottery.
They're in the lottery, but we don't know where their pick is yet. Right now, it's slotted at 11th. That's where they're slotted at. Where they're most likely will end up is at 11th. But they can move up anywhere. They could move. I think they got a 2% chance at number one. I think they got like a 9% chance or something like that at a top four, and they could move back if a team behind them jumps them in the lottery. But I think the lowest they could go is 14th. If they make the playoffs, though, if they win two play-in games, that pick goes to OKC. They don't get it.
Oh, my goodness. Even when we win, we lose.
If we make the playoffs. But then that's paid off, and you don't have to worry about the OKC pick anymore, and you still will probably end up with the Warriors pick, unless by some chance the Warriors lose two play-in games, they end up in the lottery, and their pick goes top 10. If they can somehow jump into the top 10, and really I think they can only go to top 4, I think is the way that it goes. If by somehow the ping pong balls go their way, and they end up in the top 4, top 10, it's top 10 protected, then Miami, it carries over. So there is a shot that Miami ends up with no picks, but it's a very, very little shot that happens.
Really? Based on how this year has gone?
Who knows? Who knows? Yes, based on how this way has gone, this year has gone.
And want me to give you one even worse? The team that they have to give their pick to ends up winning the lottery, the ping pong balls. That's how this season should end.
Whose?
So the Heat have to give their pick to
Only if they make the playoffs. So basically, if the Heat make
I'm telling you, if they make the playoffs.
Okay, if they make the playoffs, there's no that team winning the lottery. If they make the playoffs, whatever they're going to be slated at, that'll be that'll be the that pick goes to OKC. They don't get to go
and
in
that,
the lottery.
That's not that won't be in the top.
Right.
Who's
it's lottery protected.
Top 14,
I think.
14. Okay.
So that's not going to happen.
Okay. Right.
But
we, so to win two games to go play the Cavs,
they got to play. They got to beat Chicago.
Would cost you picks.
It would cost you a pick. But if you don't get if you do keep your pick this year, next year's unprotected. So in the case that you're talking about, that could end up happening next year if the Heat is bad next year and they end up in the lottery, the Heat, they could, it's all out there for them. They could end up giving up the number one pick to OKC next year. Should the Heat be terrible next year, let's just say it all falls apart. Now, I'd imagine if the Heat's going to have their pick out there next year, they'll probably push more all in for next year because they don't want to be in that situation.
Right.
But they're actually, they're with less of a safety net if they have their pick this year. But also, you're in the lottery. You go get Cooper Flagg, baby.
Dude.
Go get him.
Stop it.
Go get him.
Chances are what, 2%?
2%.
Right. 2%. You like those odds?
I don't hate those odds. Not nothing.
Okay.
Okay, but you're closer to nothing.
It's not nothing, but it's not nothing.
You're closer to nothing than you are to Cooper Flagg.
We got
to
talk about the real issue here going into this week, and that is
Easter.
What? I mean, yeah, it is Holy Week. And speaking of holes, Warriors look like they're leaking oil. Look like they're leaking oil, Leroy. We'll take a break, get into it on the other side. Back after this.